WNBC New York.
Northern News on the Hour brought to you by True, with or without menthol. True Green or True Blue? Shouldn't your brand be True? Now with the news, here is Wilson Hall.
President Johnson is meeting with the nation's governors at the White House for a day-long conference to discuss how the federal government and the states can work more closely together. We'll have a report from the White House. After today's meeting and a formal dinner tonight, Mr. Johnson and his chief military and diplomatic advisors fly to the Pacific island of Guam for a Vietnam strategy conference. The South Vietnamese Assembly has voted approval of a draft constitution that will pave the way for presidential elections in September or October. The military junta still has to approve the new constitution. Presumably, Premier Key wants to take the document with him to the Guam conference. Key will be taking other things along for that meeting. NBC News reporter Bill Werdum reports from Saigon that Key is expected to ask President Johnson to apply tougher military measures to put more pressure on the communists, particularly in the Mekong Delta. Key is also voicing dissatisfaction with the way recent big American operational sweeps have gone. Not enough communists were killed, is the way Key is putting it. More in a moment.
Look around. Everything says today, this minute, right now. Everything, even your cigarette. You smoke True. New True Green. True Green is a lively menthol version of America's most talked about filter cigarette. And everything about it says, right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content of 12.9 and 0.8 milligrams. The easy draw. The free, fresh menthol taste. Everything about True Menthol cigarettes says, right now. For a lot of good reasons. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Once again, Wilson Hall.
President Johnson sees the states getting more federal aid grants. The story from NBC News reporter Carl Stern at the White House.
The president pledged a new federalism, a federal-state relationship which would make the governors part of the planning process for federal programs affecting crime, poverty, air and water pollution, and other projects now totaling an annual $15 billion and which the president said could quadruple by 5 years from now. But in his public statement to the governors, he said nothing about foreign policy. No bid, such as last year, for endorsement of his Vietnam strategy. Republican governors had announced last night no blanket endorsement would be given, such as was done at the governor's White House meeting last year. The governors are getting a briefing from State and Defense Department officials, but most of the White House attention is devoted to getting ready for the president's departure tonight for his meeting in Guam with Ambassador Lodge, General Westmoreland, and Premier Key. Carl Stern, NBC News, at the White House.
One group in the United Auto Workers Union has given the union president, Walter Reuther, its okay to pull out of the AFL-CIO if he wants to. The vote was taken this morning by the skilled trade members of the UAW at the closing session of a three-day conference. A Liberian oil tanker is aground on the rocky coast off southwestern England. British Coast Guardsmen say the Torrey Canyon is in danger of breaking in two. A British naval officer is on the stricken vessel, dropped there by a helicopter, and reports the ship has a big hole in its side with a number of bulkheads smashed. The 36 Italian crewmen are still aboard, but on deck, in case they have to get off in a hurry. More in a moment.
General Motors knows that cars get rained on, driven through slush and snow. That's why you should look to the GM Mark of Excellence. Cars that carry the mark of excellence also carry the exclusive General Motors Magic Mirror finish. A kind of finish no other car has that stays new-looking even when your car isn't. So the more your car goes through, the more you should look to the GM mark of excellence.
2-year-old Teresa Fragia is going through routine medical checks today, but appears to be none the worse for having spent 9 hours at the bottom of an abandoned well last night. Teresa was pulled from the well early this morning by a voluntary rescue team that drove from Houston, Texas, to Vota, where the accident occurred. In the waters off Vietnam, 5 American sailors were injured when a 5-inch shell accidentally exploded aboard the destroyer Manly. Another destroyer, the Stoddard, was hit by a communist shore battery, which punched a hole just above the waterline. There were no injuries, and the Stoddard is still on station. Ground action is scattered and limited. American pilots flew 77 missions over North Vietnam. One Navy Sky Raider was shot down. The pilot was rescued. Wilson Hall, NBC News, New York.
Listen again in the hour when the General Motors Corporation brings you NBC Monitor News.
Here's the big town next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
The homes we're building here are modern in every detail. It would be a step backward for me to install oil heat.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Augie Demma, builder of Spring Village at East Bay, here in Belmore, Long Island.
And oil was being rationed to just hospitals and other necessary public places. So they came to me and said, I want gas heat. Get that oil tank out of my house.
And you did.
And I sure did. People then discovered that gas heat was better. One thing they found was that it was cleaner and quieter, and they had no problems getting deliveries.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
Oil to gas yourself.
Oh, yes. I have gas heat in my own home. I wouldn't have anything else. My customers have come to expect gas heat from me.
The temperature in New York is 15 degrees and it's sunny. Here are the metropolitan area headlines. The weatherman says the temperature won't go above the mid-20s today. It'll be bitter cold again tonight, but it'll warm up some tomorrow. Details later. The feature at Aqueduct Raceway today is snow and frozen ground that's caused racing to be canceled for the second straight day. Roosevelt Raceway, however, will maintain its schedule. In a domestic fight, a 35-year-old Bronx man died of gunshot wounds this morning. It left a mother and her 10-year-old son critically wounded. The boy's father, 43-year-old Jose Santiago of Clay Avenue of the Bronx, is accused of shooting all three. New York City civic leaders are holding a conference on noise pollution at the New York University Law Center at Washington Square today. One speaker says urban noise can raise people's blood pressure, damage hearing, and the heart. New York State has bought a motel on Manhattan's west side for use as a narcotics addicts treatment center. It's the 6-year-old Riviera Congress Motor Inn on 10th Avenue between 40th and 41st Street. Those are the headlines. Next news at 1 with Paul Duke. Bulletins will be broadcast at once.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
You let Monitor 67 and your host, Gene Rayburn, that's me, do whatever is necessary to make your listening worthwhile. In 2 minutes, you'll learn some ways to find a fortune. Later on, you'll meet the newest member of our Monitor family, the famed psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers. But first, before fame and fortune, fun, the musical kind.
Thank you.
The Brass Choir with Brasilia on monitor. Next weekend, lots of youngsters will be having fun finding Easter eggs in traditional egg hunts, but I doubt if they or even any grown-ups will find the kind of egg that would bring them a fortune as well as fun, like the famous Fabergé eggs. These jewel rarities are among the items mentioned in a book titled You Can Find a Fortune. And in San Francisco, Monitor's Gene DiCardo talked with author Gene Horn.
Now, I associate Fabergé with aftershave, but you, Easter eggs. How come?
Well, Carl Fabergé, the original, the one and only, was a jeweler in Russia during the time of the Tsars. Now, in Russia, Easter is their big season, or was before the communists. And they would give gifts at Easter. Fabergé made royal Easter eggs for the Tsar to give to his wife and his mother-in-law. Now, altogether, there were 57 eggs. 4 of them have disappeared. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but each of those eggs is worth $100,000.
That sounds like much.
Yes.
Where were these other eggs found?
Some of them were in Russia. Some of them are now in America. Some were brought out by white Russians during the revolution. Some the communists got. But 4 of them, we just don't know where they went to.
You know, that's what's so fascinating about most of what you've written in your book, Jane. And let's digress from the eggs for a moment. And you say that anybody can find anything anywhere. How does one become a treasure hunter?
Well, first of all, you have to do a little study. But if you find something, I think anyone can recognize an old document or an old stamp. They may not know what that particular item is, but they can have them checked. They can go to the public library. They can write to the museums. For example, if you were to find a stamp which came from British Guinea, you might not know what it is, but you would recognize it as an old stamp. You would go to the public library and get a book on stamps, and it would list the price, which in this case is $100,000 for one stamp.
Did you ever find any treasure yourself?
Oh, I found not big ones. I have found a Spanish cross, 17th century, for which I paid 35 cents. I got that at an auction. I have.
And it's worth how much?
$200-$300 at least. Mm-hmm. And we have found silver plate dated early 1700s. Those we found at the city dump outside of Vallejo.
Who or what sets the value? This has to be a subjective value, but how does it come about in any given treasure?
It depends on the rarity, how many of them there are, the condition they're in. For example, a Da Vinci portrait. There's one missing, you know. The portrait of Cecilia Gallerani. They're going to have to find it before they can put a value on it. Now, the Mona Lisa, which he did, is valued at $4 million. It'll be upwards of $4 million.
What kind of people find these things?
Innocently, I think, is the major way.
In most cases?
Yes.
Jane, let's get back again to Easter eggs, and you report on an eggshell in your book that sold for $25,000.
Well, now, this is not a jeweled egg. This is just a plain Easter egg that's been painted. Years ago in France, when you had your painters like Boucher and Fragonard, in their bread and butter days, they had to eat, and to eat, they painted Easter eggs and fans, and they signed them. And if you can find one, you'll get at least $25,000.
Well, there's an Easter egg hunt with some real prizes at the end of the rainbow. Our thanks to you, Gene Horn. Continued good luck with your new book, You Can Find a Fortune. Gene DiCardo reporting from San Francisco for Monitor.
Well, there may be a fortune in fancy eggs, but to a father, there's nothing in the world more valuable than this next item.
And your daddy. You're the end of the rainbow, my pot of gold. You're daddy's little girl to have and hold. A precious gem is what you are. You're mommy's bright and shine. You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter bunny to mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice.
That's on monitor, Al Martino.
Miss O'Brien?
The mailbox says O'Brien. Or do you want to bet on Cleopatra?
No, I'm from International Harvester, Mrs. O'Brien. About your Cub Cadet tractor.
Cash we paid. We don't owe you a nickel.
Just a survey. We say this is no toy, but a tractor built like the big IH tractors. You agree?
Huh. O'Brien should be built so good.
Which model do you have?
O'Brien or the tractor?
The tractor. 7 horsepower? 10?
12. When O'Brien works, he wants it done in a hurry.
And what does he do with his extra free time now?
Like always. Me waiting on him hand and foot.
But his hobbies?
Just having me wait on him. And now that he's got that cadet, it's 15 or 20 more hours a week. So you get on out of here with your survey. I haven't sat down since he got it.
No matter what your hobby is, you'll have more time for it with a year-round Cub Cadet. No toy, but a tractor. 4 models built like the big IH tractors, and for your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Right now, you're on the line that carries the sounds of the monitor beacon.
Hire, the, hand, D, capped. Okay, now let's get the message out to employers everywhere. Hire the handicapped. They'll stay on the job.
Hi, this is Mimi Benzel. Join me weekdays at noon on WNBC, the big voice of Big Town, USA, as I keep you in touch with Big Town, cultural center of the world, where the great Caruso sang at the Metropolitan Opera from 1903 to 1920. Caruso, who was offered a contract by a New York newspaper to work as a cartoonist at $50,000 a year. Big Town, USA.
You can snap a photograph with the flick of a finger, but it takes more than just lifting a single finger to make yourself and your family secure. It takes an annual medical checkup and chest X-ray. Take a tip from your Tuberculosis Association and see your doctor right away.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Gene Rayburn once again, and at 19 and a half minutes after the monitor hour, raise your voices in song. It's time for a sing-along with a new group called Uncle Dick and the Old Time Singers. Here's For Me and My Gal, and if you don't know the words, hum.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal.
Nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Something very special on monitor in just 2 minutes. The debut on our show of the nationally famous psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers. At the moment on monitor, an international singing star, England's Petula Clark, and this is My Song, is her latest. Monitor feature, All About People, with Dr. Joyce Brothers, noted psychologist and syndicated columnist. In this series, Dr. Brothers will cover just about every aspect of human behavior, touch on problems that affect you, your family, and your friends. Here is Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Should men, the over 65s, be allowed to marry many wives? Dr. Victor Cassell, a Salt Lake City physician, thinks they should. He made this proposal in the respected medical journal Geriatrics. And he didn't have tongue-in-cheek when he wrote the article. Nor was he thinking of pleasing the men. He was concerned about the plight of women in the Golden Age group, one-third of whom are widowed, divorced, or single. As things stand now in our monogamous society, their chances for companionship in marriage are slim. Because they outlive men, they outnumber them in this age group by better than 2-1, and the ratio gets more lopsided every year. Dr. Cassell recommends legalized polygamy as the solution. It would eliminate loneliness and stretch pooled retirement finances to cover luxuries as well as necessities. The one husband with a multi-wife household would undergo a degree of rejuvenation, the doctor thinks. Most impotency in the aged male represents boredom, he believes. With variety, many men come back to life sexually. He thinks frigidity in the women would be cured, too, through their competition for the husband's attentions. They might bicker and quarrel a little, he admits, but they would also strive to stay alert and attractive and sexually responsive. In other words, polygamy is the newly found fountain of youth. It is doomed, I fear, to prove as illusionary as all the other schemes for instant youth. Polygamy works in societies in which it is traditional. It works because both males and females have learned how to make it work by growing up in a polygamous world. Growing up in a monogamous society teaches us to be monogamous, and this is more difficult to unlearn than old math. In other societies where polygamy is the accepted marital practice, it can work smoothly, even in the far more emotionally difficult situation where the wife has several husbands. Such societies exist even today in several parts of Asia and Africa and even our own continent. Psychologists Morton Schofer and Herbert Lesser have looked into how it works out, and what they found is quite fascinating. The multiple bridegrooms take over the special tasks they're good at. One may be responsible for the crops, another takes care of the animals, and another goes on the road, an Asiatic version of our traveling salesman. You might think there would be much jealousy from this arrangement, but there actually isn't. One reason, it's accepted practice in the community. Then, too, the arrangement is cooperative, not competitive. The wife acts somewhat like an impartial parent who keeps the peace between male members of her household, as any mother does in this country if she has several sons. You'd think that when a woman has so many mates, she'd have that many more children, but she doesn't. This assortment of males at her beck and call seems to reduce her fertility. But things are very different here. Before trying polygamy, a man might think the arrangement sounded like heaven. He'd quickly change his mind when he found his several wives so busy fighting each other that they had no time to spend loving him. As for the widows, I'm sure they'd be much more delighted if doctors solved their loneliness by keeping their one and only husband alive for many more years. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Dr. Brothers will be heard again tomorrow on Monitor in this new series, All About People, with another provocative subject, another conversation starter. Little bit of Wednesday's Child there, the latest from Peter Nero on Monitor. Available every Saturday and Sunday on NBC Radio, coast to coast. In Eastern Carolina, you're hearing us on WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly.
Driving this weekend? Take Monitor with you wherever you go on the NBC Radio Network.
It's circus time. See Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth, opens Tuesday, April 4th at Madison Square Garden. Get tickets now. Your husband has been fired. Is he looking for an executive job? Send him to the 40 Plus Club. They will help him without charge. Telephone BE36086 or call at 15 Park Row. 14 degrees and sunny in Big Town. The big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
On Monitor, the brass ring with A Day in the Life of a Fool.
According to Vera Lynn, it hurts to say goodbye, so instead, Monitor says, hello, Vera.
Take me in your arms and hold me tight. Tell me that your love is mine. Everything will turn out right. It hurts to say goodbye. Let me know the thrill of your embrace. with you, my love. Till then, it hurts to say goodbye. Till I'm back with you, my love. It hurts to say.
That's right, no need to move. Not while Monitor 67 is here to keep all the exciting, entertaining sounds of the weekend moving your way. I'm Gene Rayburn. Here's sound number one for this part of the show, the voice of Jimmy Dean.
Oh, when I'm lonely, I think of someone. Someone I call sweet misery. In her arms I was in heaven. But heaven wasn't meant for me. Ooh, I still love her. Oh, but I lost her. When she walked out, the hurt walked in. Now our love's gone, just like an old song that no one ever wants to hear again. I count heartaches that a big boom makes, and I think about my sweet misery. I do my sorrow each new tomorrow. A bigger fool than me. All in her arms I was in heaven. But heaven wasn't meant for me. Oh, when I'm lonely, I think about someone. Someone I call sweet misery.
It takes a man of high caliber to do Billy Boone's job. He's a human cannonball. Tell me, Billy, how are things down there?
Not so good. I feel half shot.
Here, have some V8. It'll charge you up.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow! It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Sure gets you there.
Now, Monitor Sports. Detroit pitcher Denny McLain, now 22, won 20 games, lost 14 last season. The first Tiger 20-game winner since 1961. He also retired 9 straight batters in the All-Star game. Has been called a right-handed Koufax. What's ahead for McLain? A spring training camp report from Monitor's Al Ackerman.
Denny, you up to it? Another 20-game season in the forecast?
Well, Al, I've never forecasted anything like that. I feel real good. In fact, I feel better this time of year than I did last year. My arm isn't bothering me. Last year, it was bothering me quite a bit. But I think I can do it again. There's no doubts in my mind, let me put it that, if I can still get all the breaks I had last year, because I had an awful lot of breaks.
Denny, you know the price of fame has come to you, and you've had some little run-ins with the press, and quotes and misquotes. You expect a little more of this as Denny McLain becomes even bigger and bigger in stature?
You know, I feel this way. They've got a job to do, and I've got a job to do. If they want to write the things that they want to write, let them write it. I'm tired of worrying about it, because there's just a few guys there that I don't care about to begin with, and they know who I'm talking about. So if they want to go ahead and write, fellas, go ahead and write. Because you're taking no skin off my back. It's the idea of the way they go about writing, Al. The thing that gets me, it's never baseball anymore. They got to pick on the little things. And there was one article about Charlie dressing last year, which one reporter called him egotistical and every other thing. This is 2 days after the man died. And if this is the way you got to sell newspapers, boys, you can have your newspapers.
But, Denny, doesn't it disturb you that I know you, and not a more likable guy you'll find anywhere. Now you get the reputation of being brash and a pop-off. This must disturb you somehow.
Well, this is what the papers do, Al. I'm outspoken. I know that. But I was only become outspoken since that article about Charlie Dressen, because I felt maybe it's a one-world, one-man campaign. But I felt that something had to be said about it, and I said maybe too much, and I've never stopped saying it. But I don't think I've said too much. I'm brasher, but I'm not to the extent where you can't talk to me. I've always taken advice, and when I don't think the advice is right, I'll tell a person so, too. Maybe that's my fault, because I'll tell a person how he stands with me 2 minutes after I meet him. But I'm as far as being honest, I think I'm as honest as anybody else.
That's for sure. You know, during the intermission of a broadcast of a Chicago basketball game, they talked to a fellow that you know pretty well by the name of Lou Boudreau, your father-in-law. And they're talking about perhaps Lou getting back into baseball. Anything true to it? Lou doesn't deny it. He said he'd like to perhaps get back and manage.
Yeah, Lou and I have talked about it. He'd like to manage. I know he would. He's told that to me many times since I got married to his daughter. And but, you know, he's got a heck of a job in Chicago. And he's got a long-term contract there, and he's got that cash coming in every year. I don't
you mean you're advising your father-in-law not
stay
to get
right where he is.
Not get back into the rat race, huh? Denny, good to see you. 25 this year, huh?
Thank you, Al.
We'll try. Denny McLean, thank you very much, Denny.
Al Ackerman at spring training camp reporting for Monitor. Next on Monitor, brand new from Connie Francis, Time Alone Will Tell.
Time alone will tell. My love for you will never end. Although I know that you must go, fate that let us meet was indiscreet to let me fall in love with you. Never change the world we used to know. I love you so. Time alone will tell, for no one else could be as wonderful.
Lovely. And apropos of that pretty song by Connie Francis, we're pleased for her. She's announced her engagement this week, and she's going to be married. May we wish her the very best of wishes. And at 14 and a half minutes before the hour, all together we're on the Monitor beat.
Gene Rayburn, and we continue with comedy in Monitor on Stage with one of the cleverest of the new favorites, George Carlin, Indian Sergeant.
All right, all the tall guys over by the trees. Fat guys down behind the rocks. You with the beads, out of line, come on. Boy, there's one in every village. All right, knock off the horseplay. Come on, knock off the horseplay. You guys over there playing with the horse, will you knock it off? He's all been given a piece of birch bark and a feather dipped in eagle's blood. We want you to write on the birch bark with the feather in the upper right-hand corner. That's the upper right-hand corner. That's your arrow hand. You write your name, last name first name last. Your name is Running Bear, you write Bear Running. You got a middle initial, please include that, such as Wolf, Howling W. A lot of you guys have been asking me about promotion. You'd like to make Brave Second Class. Get another scar up on your arm. Well, I'm happy to say the results of your early tests have come true. You're doing beautifully. Burning settlers' homes, everybody passed. Imitating a coyote, everybody passed. Sneaking quietly through the woods, everybody passed, except Limping Ox. However, Limping Ox is being fitted with a pair of corrective moccasins. And he'll be up and dancing in no time at all. There'll be a massacre tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll meet down by the bonfire, dance around a little, and move out. This'll be the fourth straight night we've attacked the fort. However, tonight it will not be as easy. Tonight there will be soldiers in the fort. Happy to say I'll be leading the massacre. I'll be running down front. You'll see me. I'm the one that's on fire. And the uniform of the day, it's a formal massacre. You want your Class A summer loincloth. Two green stripes over the eye, no feather. Arms are blue, legs are red, chest is optional. You might throw a little yellow on the bellies. No, you can't put any purple on your eyelids. Ain't you the guy with the beads? Get out of line, would you please, Bob?
There's a funny man, George Carlin, in Monitor on Stage. You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant gas air conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service Bryant and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Monitor, and We Were Lovers. We've got Tony Martin to sing it for you.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget, and we were lovers the moment that we met. Survive, and I'll remember
there is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a Lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a Lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a Lark.
Have a Lark today.
There is nothing like a Lark. Have one.
From the American Patrol, Lingering On. And that's just what we hope you'll be doing as this hour of Monitor comes to a close. Linger a while, all day and weekend if you like, and enjoy the top quality in radio programming. Gene Rayburn here, latest NBC Monitor news in a few moments.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Now the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. Temperature 14 degrees and it's sunny, humidity 48%, winds from the northwest at 14 miles per hour. Mostly sunny and quite cool this afternoon, highest temperatures in the 20s, clear and very cool tonight, a low temperature around 15 degrees. This is WNBC, AM and FM, New York, the time 1 o'clock.